Letters to Daniel, Volume 1, Letter 1-7, Wynne Worley, printed and posted in the year of Christ our King, 2011, in the ninth month, on the fourth day of the ninth month.
Chapter 2. I am a rose of Sharon, a lily of the valleys. Like a lily among thorns is my darling among the maidens. Like an apple tree among the trees of the forest is my lover among the young men. I delight to sit in his shade, and his fruit is sweet to my taste. He has taken me to the banquet hall, and his banner over me is love. Strengthen me with raisins, refresh me with apples, for I am faint with love. His left arm is under my head, and his right arm embraces me. Daughters of Jerusalem, I charge you by the gazelles and by the does of the field, do not arouse or awaken love until it so desires. Listen, my lover, look, here he comes, leaping across the mountains, bounding over the hills. My lover is like a gazelle or a young stag. Look, there he stands behind our wall, gazing through the windows, peering through the lattice. My lover spoke and said to me, "Arise, my darling, my beautiful one, and come with me."
Dear Dan, in 1980, I had a job working as a dairy hand at G7. It was the usual custom of the milkers to have a radio going, blasting, in the parlor during milking. So it was that while I was milking one night, I had the radio set to one of the local Christian stations. I began to hear an advertisement for some upcoming meetings at a church. When the announcer said the church name, U5, I paid attention because I already knew the name. It was one of the small independent Pentecostal churches I had attended years before as a kid with my mom and brothers. The announcement said that the meeting would feature a guest speaker / evangelist that would perform exorcisms, and that got my further attention. I don't really remember how, but at the time I was already familiar with the name of the guest speaker, Wynne Worley. I think that it may be that my mom had some of his literature lying around the house or something. So I went to the meeting, not really sure of what would happen. As I entered, an usher handed me a couple of paper towels. I asked what they were for, and he said sometimes people would throw up while being exercised. I took the towels and his reply with my usual skepticism and sat down. After the opening with prayer, maybe some hymns, and asking for money, Wynne Worley began to preach. I don't remember much of what he said, but it seemed that he was using the same tactics as Witness Lee, working the crowd up into an emotional state, only this time it was with reproach and criticism. Then he started to work an evil premise, which was not evil, into the crowd. He began to criticize oral sex, the premise being that it was somehow bad and claiming that it was a gross sin and demonic. Then he prayed to have those people get sick at the memory of the experience of oral sex. He made no distinction between married or unmarried couples. It was sin for everyone. At this point, I got up and left. I was still single and virgin, but I knew intuitively at the time that Wynne Worley was wrong. Yet I didn't have the scriptural backing in my memory to refute it. Once again, the people were deceived by not knowing God's word. Here's what Scripture says about oral sex. Marriage is honorable among all and the bed undefiled, but fornicators and adulterers God will judge. The book of Hebrews, chapter 13, verse 4. I am the rose of Sharon and the lily of the valleys. As the lily among thorns, so is my love among the daughters. As the apple tree among the trees of the wood, so is my beloved among the sons. I sat down under his shadow with great delight, and his fruit was sweet to my taste. He brought me to the banqueting house, and his banner over me was love. Stay me with flagons, comfort me with apples, for I am sick of love. His left hand is under my head, and his right hand doth embrace me. The Book of Song of Solomon, chapter 2, verses 1 through 6. The passage from Song of Songs is just a small sample reference to tasting, eating, and drinking. My friend Gabe likes to repeat this quote from time to time. The beasts of the field have sex. The saints of God make love. I understand the meaning and agree. Blessings.
Of the rainbow, all the voices of the wind, every dream that reaches out.